the best-loved family on the air, the Goldbergs, brought to you by the makers of Oxydol. But first, a question. How long does it usually take you to do the family washing? Some women you know are still in the basement every Monday, still slaving away, when other women, right next door perhaps, have their clothes out on the line, been finished for hours. Now, that may not be true in your case, but the fact remains, if you're still scrubbing and boiling, still using old-style soap, you can save yourself up to an hour or more on a big washing and be among the first to get your clothes out by changing to Oxydol. And what's more, you'll have the kind of washes women turn to admire, often envy. I mean every piece as beautifully white as you could possibly want. You see, Oxydol soaks dirt loose and does it efficiently. All you do is soak the clothes 15 minutes in Oxydol's famous soaking suds, and you are ready to rinse. The particularly grimy spots where the dirt's ground in, spots like collar bands and cuffs, may need a few quick rubs between the fingers. But as to washboard scrubbing, as to boiling, there's no reason for it. And getting back to the way Oxydol gets clothes really white, here's proof. Recently, a number of tests were made in which certain well-known laundry soaps were used and compared for whitewashing. The soaps included several well-known bar, chip, and granulated soaps. Well, these tests, made on the most exact scientific basis, showed that cup for cup, Oxydol washes whiter than less modern soaps tested by 4 to 5 shades. It's a new, improved soap made by Procter & Gamble, makers of fine soaps for more than 100 years. Why not put Oxydol to a test for speed? Use it Monday. You know how long it takes you to wash with an old-style soap. Well, notice the time you finish with this no-scrub, no-boil soap. You'll find you get through far earlier, and that means more time to rest in this hot weather, more time to enjoy yourself. Ask for a box the next time you go to the store. Remember the name, Oxydol. And now, let's see what's happening at the Goldbergs. Broken-hearted and bewildered, Sammy has finally agreed to take Joyce back to the sanitarium. Last night, when Molly told him the girl is mentally ill and had to be returned to the hospital, he refused to believe it and refused to have any part in taking her back. Today, however, he realizes it's the only way to cure this girl he loves and is ready to start for the train with Joyce. Molly feels the tragedy deeply. Listen.
Here, Don. Take Joyce out to Mike's car already. They're waiting. He's sitting on the porch.
Aren't you coming to the station, Molly?
No.
Why?
I can't.
Did you say goodbye?
Yes.
Did Joyce ask any questions?
No.
The notice are at the station already.
I know it, I know.
Did you tell Sammy?
I'll tell him.
Where is it?
On the porch. Cut it. Cut it for more than one reason. No, I was going to cut it before anyway. Mm-hmm. You were as straight as a cucumber on this whole thing. You're supposed to be, there's supposed to be some reason.
You're asking these questions. You think Sammy's going out to pick the cucumbers or something, or pick some radishes. Do you realize the situation, or don't you?
Yes.
Well, all right, you'd never know it. You'd never know it, Jay.
Did I pick him up?
Will you
press
the lead
in? 15. Did I?
5.
Well, better give it to me then.
15.
Well,
you realize the situation. You're doing your best.
Oh, that's long
commercial.
Way through it again. Here we go.
We'll get through this one. We'll put this down as a good one.
I'm on the back.